Mexico Set by Len Dayton. Chapter 1.
Some of these people want to get killed, said Dickie Cryer, as he jabbed the brake pedal to avoid hitting a newsboy.
The kid grinned as he slid between the slowly moving cars, flourishing his newspapers with the controlled abandon of a fan dancer. Six face firing squad, the headlines were huge and shiny black. Hurricane threatens Veracruz. A smudgy photo of street fighting in San Salvador covered the whole front of a tabloid. It was late afternoon. The streets shone with that curiously bright, shadowless light that precedes a storm. All six lanes of traffic, crawling along Insurgentes, halted, and more newsboys danced into the road, together with a woman selling flowers and a kid with lottery tickets trailing from a roll like toilet paper. Picking his way between the cars came a handsome man in old jeans and checked shirt. He was accompanied by a small child. The man had a Coca-Cola bottle in his fist. He swigged at it, and then tilted his head back, looking up into the heavens. He stood erect and immobile, like a bronze statue, before igniting his breath so that a great ball of fire burst from his mouth.
"Bloody hell," said Dickie. "That's dangerous."
"It's a living," I said. I'd seen the fire-eaters before. There was always one of them performing somewhere in the big traffic jams. I switched on the car radio, but electricity in the air blotted out the music with the sounds of static. The city was very hot that year. I opened the window, but the sudden stink of diesel fumes made me close it again. I held my hand against the air-conditioning outlet, but the air was warm. Again the fire-eater blew a huge orange balloon of flame into the air.
"For us," explained Dickie. "Dangerous for people in the cars. Flames like that, with all these petrol fumes. Can you imagine?"
There was a slow roll of thunder.
"If only it would rain," said Dickie.
I looked at the sky.